proud of their accomplishments, and I know they will be once the sting of this loss goes away.
Listening to the Bowerville Panther postgame show, we're going to take one final break, come back, and talk about what's still on the way. We'll do that coming up. It's the Bowerville Panther Bowerville postgame show brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service Durand and Mall Drive Eau Claire. It's Elk Mound Girls State Basketball on WRDN.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bowerville Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Welcome back to the Resch Center, where this afternoon Xavier defeats Elk Mound in the WIAA Division III state semifinal 45-35. And, well, we still have a lot of basketball here throughout the day today. But tonight, okay, Coach.
We're getting
closer and closer here. At this time when you were here, were you really chomping at the bit?
I was chomping at the bit. And, again, I was just replaying every situational thing that I can think of as a coach, so I would be mentally ready for my players so I wouldn't let them down if these situations occurred. And at the same time, I'm getting my players mentally prepped for this big game as well. This is a tough environment to play in. When you work all year long to get to the state tournament and you're finally here and you walk through those doors and you see the arena, you see the backdrop, you see the Jumbotron, you know you have arrived. And that's when the nerves and the emotion set in. So you got to keep them at an even keel.
All right, we're going to have special coverage tonight starting after 6 o'clock. We'll be doing some remotes from here, and our AdventHealth Panther preview will be at about 8 o'clock or so. So, again, we have more high school basketball coming up. Durand, Arkansas, taking on St. Mary Catholic. And until a little bit after 6 o'clock, I'm for Coach Lionel Jones. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Resch Center. You're listening to WRDN. Durand, coming up, we'll have today's Agriculture on America.
The Trump administration seeking to deport him over his participation in pro-Palestinian protests on the campus last year. Demonstrators demanding his release. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky says it follows a hearing yesterday as a judge reviews whether his arrest was lawful.
Mahmoud Khalil was not here in court. He's in an immigration detention facility in Louisiana, 1,000 miles from New York, where he was pulled off the street, his attorneys say, by federal immigration agents simply because he was advocating for Palestinians. The government says he's a national security threat.
SpaceX setting a new launch date for the Starliner astronauts' return mission. The original launch scrubbed late last night over an issue with their rocket launch pad. Takeoff now set for Friday night. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
At Lowe's, our members get more. With the MyLowe's Rewards programs, members earn points on eligible purchases. Plus, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. Programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Green Gobbler here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Gobbler, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Gobbler. Let the gobbler get it.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. The role of outside money in the race for state Supreme Court was debated by the candidates last night at Marquette University. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel was asked about Elon Musk's funding of his campaign.
It is expensive and it's difficult to get your message out on the airwaves to all the voters of Wisconsin, but there's a difference here. My opponent was supported by George Soros.
Schimmel says Soros is dangerous. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford on Musk.
He has now spent over $10 million on my opponent's race. He has basically taken over Brad Schimmel's campaign.
Crawford said Musk has pledged to nationalize the Wisconsin race. Spending in the race has reached record-breaking levels.
Numbers tallied by WISP Politics show nearly $59 million has been spent for advertising in the race between Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel and Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Well, that tops the roughly $56 million spent during the 2023 Supreme Court campaign. WISP Politics tracked more than $33.3 million in support of Schimmel and $25.5 million on behalf of Crawford. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
As expected, the Wausau City Council voted to override Mayor Doug Dinney's veto of a resolution supporting Medicaid funding. Council President Lisa Rasmussen.
Decisions that come from the state and federal level absolutely affect our operations and our budgets directly. We cannot have people not getting care. We can't have people not being allowed to stay in nursing homes because they're not getting benefits.
Dinney says he's not opposed to Medicaid.
I feel that we need to stick to city business, and that was the point of my vote.
The resolution returns to Dinney for consideration. If he doesn't sign, it can be forwarded to lawmakers in Madison and Washington without his signature. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Young farmers don't listen to the radio, right? Wrong. In a recent survey, 80% of young producers said they get their most important agriculture information from their trusted farm radio station. Surprised? Don't be. If you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Radio is the perfect companion because it goes with you everywhere. Whether you are in the shop, on the combine, or in the truck, farm radio is right there with you. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. Very spring-like and sunny today with warm temperatures rising to the mid-60s. We'll become partly cloudy tonight with a chance of some storms early in the morning. During the day, it'll be windy and warm with highs climbing to the mid-70s. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms roll in at night. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 61.
Produced by Farm and Ranch Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to AOA. Mike Adams sitting in again today for Jesse. He's in Washington, D.C. with members of the Missouri Farm Bureau. We'll hear from Jesse a little bit later on in the program. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to talk markets today, as well as fertilizer. We'll talk fertilizer prices on the program. We're going to get the latest Purdue Ag Economy Barometer numbers coming up from Michael Langmeyer with Purdue a little bit later on in the program as well. So we have a lot of ground to cover. Our program powered by Cinex. No matter what conditions you face, Cinex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Be sure to visit Cinex.com today. Well, let's start things off talking markets with Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. Mike, thanks for joining us. I wonder how many times in any given day now you talk about tariffs. Should we just call this a tariff time, or what are we going to talk about here today that's different from what we've been saying about tariffs?
Yeah, good to be with you, Mike. I think, fortunately, we can talk a little bit more about supply-demand fundamentals, this lower tariff-related trend since the WASDE report earlier this week and the row crops has given us a little bit of a pause. We're actually seeing a pretty nice retracement, have seen some fresh fundamentals come out from the Rosario Grains Exchange on Argentine crop production, CONAB on Brazilian crop production. Both of those supportive from a standpoint of where USDA is at, and especially and specifically with Argentina. Corn production coming in at 44.5 million metric tons compares to 50 million on USDA's fresh numbers earlier this week. So I think the market's taking note of that, taking also note of the fact that we saw a wheat market see a very strong export sales number this morning above the highest trade guess, 83% above the four-week average. So we're seeing the wheat come back around here like we did at the beginning of the week.
So it's nice to have some positive news in the markets again.
Well, that's the trend. I think you hit it on the nose on the opening here, is if we don't get any new tariff news and we can go back to supply-demand fundamentals and especially the weather in some key areas of the world, both southern hemisphere and especially the northern hemisphere, hard red wheat belt here in this country and over in the wheat belt in the Baltic states, I think the trade wants to see a path of least resistance to at least holding the current value levels, especially with the weaker trend in the dollar we've seen.
Talking with Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. Let's talk about the weather. Here we are getting into planting time. Some places already starting. Looking at possibly a big storm moving through this week. What are your thoughts on where we're at moisture-wise going into this planting season?
It's interesting this year, Mike, because I buy and look at about six different model services, and along with what I do on my own from some teaching a long, long time ago, I've never seen a setup where all the models agree as much as they do for the next 30 to 40 days of generally a dry western corn belt, hard red wheat belt, versus an improvement and a wetting of the I states and getting some precip coming across the I states. And as you rightfully point out, starting this week, so this weather system coming across this week, I think, is going to be really important to see how the models recalibrate. Otherwise, the trade's probably going to have to start looking at the idea that we could have two different corn growing seasons and bean growing seasons as far as production because of this dry versus wet scenario setting up.
It's interesting, Mike. I think back over the years, it seemed like many years ago, it was easier to get a weather scare in the markets. It seems like in recent years, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it seemed to me like the markets were so sure we'd wind up with a good crop at somehow, some way by the end of it, that I almost didn't get scared during the course of the season. Am I wrong on that, or is that what's really happened over the last few years?
No, the last 5 to 7 years, especially with the algo funds trading so heavily and also with the situation of the weather models and also, I think, especially in this tariff-related market that we're starting to see, I'd say 2025 shaping up is the exact same way. For the most part, Mike, we're going to probably see a situation develop where the trade will get spooked a couple days, maybe a week, but then they'll start saying, well, we're going to lose demand, we'll revert back to the mean in prices, and we'll give away this weather market premium very quickly. So that's something to really watch here. But we do have some severe moisture concerns in the Western Corn Belt and in the hard red wheat belt that maybe makes this year a little bit more like 2012. So that's what I'm watching for.
Yeah, something to watch indeed. All right, let's get back to tariffs. What's your overall take? I mean, it's hard to know when they're going on and coming off and one country's reacting and another country's reacting a different way in different products. Overall, how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I've said to clients and subscribers for several months now, I believe the Trump presidency and the people underneath him doing the trade policy believe these tariffs to be very serious. They're not just a negotiating tool. They are a way to change the dynamic of the world economy and revert back away from that globalization mindset. So we have to take the tariffs seriously. I take the tariffs against China much more seriously, because I think the administration sees them as more of an economic and maybe strategic threat as well. So the 60% number I am trying to bake into my and that analytical cake, so to speak, if we don't get some calming in the first 100 days of the administration, and we're halfway through it right now. So in my mind, we've got about 50 days to get everything back to where it was as far as trading. If not, I see it ratcheting up again. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I understand the concept of long term. This is what needs to be done and could be better for us in the long term. But I also understand the concerns. You got to get through the short term to be able to take advantage of the benefits of the long term.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that you can say about President Trump and President Xi from China, they're both kind of taking the same pathway right now where they're saying, let's go through some short-term pain for long-term gain, respectively, for each of their countries. An interesting dynamic where they're facing kind of a similar mindset in their own countries. And that's essentially the heart of what troubles me, along with the fact that we've got President Trump looking at a Reagan-esque type foreign policy in terms of using economic policy, not military, as a foreign policy tool.
I mean, all the talk about us putting tariffs on countries and what they're putting back, I think sometimes we just kind of accepted the fact that we were dealing with tariffs by other countries all along, and we hadn't talked as much about that, but that's been the case, really. I mean, when President Trump talks about us not having a level playing field or fair playing field, that's the case with many of these countries.
It is, and I think that's where the trade is probably surprised at how severe the reaction by some of these countries like Canada and the EU have been this week. I think they're really trying to make President Trump's administration walk back the tariffs because they see it as a political vulnerability in terms of what the American people may say here in 3 or 6 months. So that kind of all goes back to this first 100 days. I think it's really critical to get the tariffs situation tamped down and put back to essentially where we were when he took over.
All right, Mike, good to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
Take care. Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. No matter what conditions you face, Cenex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Be sure to visit Cenex.com today. All right, a little bit later on, we'll get the latest numbers from the Purdue Ag Economy Barometer. We'll check in with Jesse Allen in Washington, D.C. with the Missouri Farm Bureau. But up next, we're going to talk about fertilizer prices. That's with Josh Linville with StoneX. Stay with us. You're listening to AOA.
A family vacation or a school field trip, but there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Most folks just stick with the diesel engine oil they know, because why sweat the details? But you don't. You're one of those who'd make the switch, and we're talking to you. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. While the others experience wear and tear, you give complacency a kick in the pants. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope. Hope.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse. We'll hear from him in a little bit. He is in Washington, D.C. with Missouri Farm Bureau. We'll hear from him at the end of today's show. And, of course, AOA powered by Synex. As a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect equipment with Synex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Be sure to visit Synex.com. All right, let's talk fertilizer now with Josh Linville, StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a lot better mood with the temperatures up in the 70s and the sun out.
For sure. Well, before we talk price, let's talk supply. We got a lot of product on last fall, kind of drew down supplies. How are we this spring?
Well, we're still in a little bit of catch-up mode. It was a weird fall, a good fall, but a weird one. You know, we didn't get started until that last week of November across a lot of parts. Ran the system clear up until about Christmas, and a lot of people are like, oh, that's fine, we're okay. The issue with that is that by running until Christmas, we lost a little bit of December to get the system refilled for spring season. So normally, winter's kind of tough anyway, right? You have a chunk of December, January, February, spring starts up. When you run through all of December, you lose one-third of that refill period, and that's kind of what we're dealing with right now. We're in still a rush to try and get everything ready for the spring run.
Well, let's kind of break it down, kind of go through some of the key products and price. Where are we this spring, and what are you seeing?
Well, the biggest conversation has obviously been potash. What does it mean, the whole tariff conversation regarding Canada and all that stuff? The fortunate part there is that a lot of the tariff threats on potash have been delayed. We thought they were going to be in place in February. They didn't happen. We thought March, they got delayed. Now we're looking, I believe, it's April 2nd, and the possibility is that the tariff could be 10% on potash. Fortunately for U.S. farmers, by April 2nd, the majority of the tons that are needed for spring season are already in place. They're already across the border. And so anything new coming across, we're looking at, you know, the fall run. We've got a long time before that happens. So we dodged a bullet there. Phosphate values, unfortunately, product remains very tight. Phosphate remains extremely high priced. And nitrogen suffering, a big conversation popping up. What are corn acres? Well, the larger the corn acre, the more nitrogen demand we have. And that's starting to pressure a little bit of the supply beliefs out there. Nobody's talking shortages because we've tried that story too many times, but things are definitely tight.
We're talking with Josh Linville, StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer. Josh, certainly when we talk fertilizer, we're talking about an international market situation, and that's very much impacted right now by tariffs. We have heard President Trump talk about fertilizer and talk about wanting to bring more production to the United States. What do you think about the prospects of that happening? That would seem to be a long-term thing to get done rather than short-term.
Yeah, that is not a situation where we're going to make the decision today that we need to increase it, and then tomorrow we start seeing the tons. We think about what it takes to build a new nitrogen facility. That's a multi-year process. It's a lot of construction, a lot of engineering, a lot of money, a lot of capital. Phosphate and potash, of course, you've got to find the rock reserves out there and, you know, get down to it and actually start pulling out that good rock and start manufacturing that into a product that farmers can use. But the fact that D.C. is finally talking about it, finally starting to recognize the fact that we are so reliant on an international market where some of these products come from places where people raise their eyebrows when they hear them, like, really? Mm-hmm. We're that dependent on a place like that? That's concerning.
I think that's a good point. I mean, we talk a lot about and hear about, you know, the need to get production back into the United States, whether it be for chips or for medicine or whatever it may be. But, yeah, the discussion is now around ag products, too. So, wow, it is good to hear that discussion, and it'll be interesting to see if we can get a move in that direction to bring production to the United States.
Yeah, it would reduce our reliance on the rest of the world, and we'd be much more self-sufficient. And one of the big things that's always a pushback is like, well, the environmental impact. This product needs to be produced somewhere in the world. I would much rather it be produced here at home, where we do have a higher environmental standards, the scrubbers, the reclaiming of mines and things like that. We're going to do a better job with it. So if we're going to have to do it anyway somewhere around the world, let's do it here where we can be best in class at it.
There's been talk about farmers looking at ways to cut costs, dealing with the tight financial situation right now. Have you seen any indication so far of cutting back of inputs?
I have heard a tremendous amount of talk But when we look at the data and we start getting the reports once activity starts up, we don't really see it. It seems like one of those things, and this is especially centered around phosphate with how high price that is versus grains, some of the worst we've ever seen in the history for this time of year. Even there, we haven't seen the pullback on application rates and the demand that we thought we might see. So I think when it really comes down to it, yeah, we look at the system, we say this really stinks, the profitability is not there this year, it's going to be a tough 2025. But farmers also understand, I'm putting so much more in that ground than just fertilizer. If I max out my phosphate or my potash, my nitrogen, my chemical, my seed, everything else, but I leave one input deficient like phosphate, well, I just impacted my overall yield and I hurt my entire system. So I think when it comes down to it, it might be begrudging, but we're seeing normal application rates.
That is interesting because there was so much discussion about that. And as you say, a lot of times it's different when you actually start going to the field. We're talking with Josh Linville with StoneX. Josh, anything else we should be kind of watching for? Obviously, the tariffs very much impacting things. But when it comes to fertilizer market, what should we be keeping an eye on, focus on?
I think we need to be thinking more about the local supplies. We're moving into that part of the calendar where U.S. and North America is starting to move closer to an island, if you will. I spend a tremendous amount of the year talking about the world and global events and international movements. But we're getting to that part of the calendar where it's too late to get that stuff in from the rest of the world. What we have is what we have. And there are some logistical issues that we do need to watch. River systems, what their flow is going to look like. There's not a lot of snowpack in the north. What's going to feed that upper Mississippi River to get the barges up? So all of this to say, it's getting to that point. We need to be having that conversation with our retailer, with the supplier, whoever that might be. And ask them, where are you sitting? Have you got my product in place? Are you need to buy it? Do we need to have a more conversation what my demand is going to be? I am behooving the farmer. Have those conversations sooner than later. It doesn't mean you have to lock in the price. It doesn't mean you have to sign the contract. But giving them a little bit more insight as far as what you are going to need gives the system a better chance of having that in place when you are ready to buy it.
You know, that's interesting. At this time of year, especially when we talk about weather, we talk about planting conditions, right? And in fact, in our last segment, we were talking about dry weather across the country. We also need to think about low river levels and the movement of products like fertilizer.
Absolutely. It is just as important as everything else as far as input. So we have to spend just as much time thinking through it.
Besides tariffs, have there been any other obstacles globally to impact of product coming into this country?
You know, when you look at phosphate, back during the first Trump administration, we blocked China. We put a 25% tariff on their product, and that has never gone away. So China, being the largest phosphate export in the world, can't receive product from them. And then back in 2020, back when we saw phosphate prices extremely low, we saw tariffs be placed on Morocco and Russia. Another two major exporters around the world. So phosphate's one that still concerns me. We've blocked three of the five biggest countries in the world, we being one of those, one of the five, so now you've removed four of them from coming here directly. It's created a very, very tight situation that could have worked itself out. Supply could have been more plentiful. Maybe it doesn't result in price to fall into the floor, but it does help there be more product around the country. So that's probably the biggest thing we've seen. Of course, there's major events with, you know, lack of Chinese urea exports and Middle East tension possibly affecting nitrogen production. There's a lot of different things out there. But from a tariff situation, phosphate's the one we really key in on.
You know, I think it points up, getting back to what we talked about earlier, about the need to bring production back to this country. Really, when you look at our ability to produce food, this is a vulnerability, right? Being so dependent on other countries for these inputs that we need.
Absolutely. It's one of those things, we used to talk about this during presentations. If you go back in history, there's always, you know, wars and different things that go on like that. If you truly want to take out somebody, you destroy their food supply. And that's what every government's primary goal. When you strip away everything else the government is there to do, it's to feed and shelter your people. So when we start to talk about what are some of the biggest things we worry about as far as the rest of the world versus the U.S., you can go through a whole litany of things. And a lot of those things, they're very important. Don't get me wrong. but there are a lot of things we can't live without. You can't do that with food. So, you know, having these inputs be somewhat questionable from time to time based on these global events, these global tensions, it is absolutely something Washington, D.C. needs to be talking about, needs to have long-term goals about.
Yep, something that needs to be addressed for sure. Thanks, Josh. Good to talk with you.
You too, sir.
Josh Linville, StoneX Vice President of Fertilizer. Remember, ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions, with Synex Maxtron THF Plus Full Synthetic Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at the latest numbers from the Purdue Ag Economy Barometer, right here on AOA.
Kids today live in a world full of social pressure, bullying, and substance abuse. LEAD has a solution. LEAD connects law enforcement agencies with schools to deliver tested, proven, and effective anti-drugs and violence training to kids. Learn more about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, and our work to create safer, healthier communities at leadrugs.org or on social media at WeAreLEAD. Sponsored by LEAD, Inc.
Agriculture is a busy job and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
U.S. wheat export sales for the week ending March 6th were 28.8 million bushels for 24-25. Shipments last week were 8.2 million bushels. Strength in the wheat is coming from the continued warm and dry pattern in the southern plains, Black Sea, southern Russia, and eastern Europe. In the southwestern plains, winds are forecast to pick up in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, further depleting soil moisture in those areas. That's market information from the American Ag Network. I'm Jody Heemstra.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your child is a great way to make math fun in any language. And they are never too young to start. Visit talkingisteaching.org/resources/math for free videos, tips, and guides to transform everyday moments into magical moments for math. When you get excited about pointing and counting or comparing shapes, your child will follow your lead and love to learn math. The good news is that math is everywhere. Counting their little toes, bouncing to music, and identifying shapes throughout the grocery store will get their brains ready to learn math. That's talkingisteaching.org/resources/math. talkingisteaching.org/resources/math.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
back. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse, who is in Washington, D.C. with members of the Missouri Farm Bureau, and we'll be hearing from Jesse in our next segment. AOA, of course, powered by Cinex. No matter what conditions you face, Cinex has the heavy-duty diesel engine oils to meet your needs. Be sure to visit Cinex.com today. Well, joining us now is Michael Langmeyer, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture. Want to get the latest results from the Purdue Ag Economy Barometer. Michael, good to talk with you again. You do this every month, but the way things are happening these days, maybe you need to do it every day. I mean, things change so much.
It changes very, very rapidly, of course, and you're right. More frequently than once a month would certainly be helpful.
Yeah, the way things are happening right now. Well, let's take a look at the latest numbers. They show some improvement from the month earlier.
Yeah, if you look at from January to February, the Ag Economy Barometer Index increased 11 points from 141 to 152, and both the index of the current conditions and the index of future expectations increased. It's very important to remember, however, that the survey was done February 10th to the 14th of February, and that was before the imminent threat related to tariffs took effect. And so certainly, when we look at the March survey, we expect there to be a little bit more pessimism than what there was in the February survey. But the February survey, they were really quite optimistic, and I really think there was three reasons related to that. One of them is corn prices and soybean prices are quite a bit higher, in mid-February compared to what they were last harvest, and so that's certainly helpful. Part of that was due to the yield corrections, particularly for corn in the January WASDE report, and so that's certainly one item. The other item was the continuing resolution payments that for the continuing resolution that took place in December. Producers haven't received those payments yet, but those payments are fairly significant, $42 for corn and $30 to $32 for soybeans and wheat. And so that was also important. And I think the other reason, of course, is the election that occurred in November. And I think particularly the index of future expectations has been driven on the election that occurred last November. Just to put it succinctly, the policy environment changed. And so when that policy environment changed, producers think it changed positively with respect to regulations and taxes. And so that helped increase or improve the index of future expectations.
We're talking with Michael Langmeyer, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, looking at the numbers from the Purdue Ag Economy Barometer. So I'm thinking on the next report that'll come out, it'll reflect things like the tariff situation, and it'll reflect probably the weather for planting season more. So those things will figure in more heavily in the next report.
Well, that's definitely the case. We did ask a couple questions related to trade in January and February. And one of the questions we asked, we had a laundry list of policies, including crop insurance, farm bill, energy policy, interest rate policy, and trade policy. And the policy that they thought was going to impact their farms the most was trade policy. They're probably right, hit the nail on the head on that one. And then we also asked in February, this was before, again, the discussions related to tariffs became more serious, we asked about how likely or unlikely was it that we were going to have a trade war, and 48% said likely or unlikely. In the March survey, we're going to ask a couple more specific questions related to trade. We're going to ask them specifically whether they think the imposition of tariffs what impact that will have on their farm income. And we're not going to quantify that as a number, but we're going to have buckets that they can respond to: negative impact, positive impact, and so on. And then the other one we're going to ask is, if a trade war leads to lower prices, do you expect to receive compensation related to the trade issues, like we did back in 2018 and 2019? And so I think the answers to those questions are going to be really interesting.
Sure, and that
survey is taking place this week. So March 10th to March 14th.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting to see what their thoughts are. I always find it interesting, too, when you ask about what their farmers' plans are for the future, where they see things in the next 5 years. And you had some interesting responses to that.
Yeah, and when we talk about widespread good times or widespread bad times in agriculture, we don't always report the results separately for crop and livestock, but I'd like to talk a little bit about that. You know, obviously, people were more optimistic with respect to that question in February than they were before the election last November, but we're still seeing a lot more optimism from the livestock sector than the crop sector. 60% of the crop producers expect good times in the next 5 years, 40% of the crop producers. And we have to remember that beef producers are a pretty important part of the monthly survey. About 20% of all the producers that we talk to are primarily beef producers. They might also have crops, but beef is their major enterprise. And certainly beef, particularly cow-calf, is having a good year.
Also looking at plans to expand or not expand, or even to retire and get out of farming altogether. That was interesting to look at those numbers.
Yeah, we ask this question every February, and the basic answer is about the same every February. About 50% of the people either expect to not to grow or to exit the business, and the remaining 50% expect to grow. And you asked specifically related to plan to exit, that's usually around 15%. So about 15% plan to exit, about 35% not to grow, and then the remaining 50% to grow at various rates. And I find that very interesting because we are surveying full-time operations, and so the fact that 50% have no plans to grow or plan to exit certainly means there's going to be opportunities for some farms to add acres to expand their operations.
And I also look at the plans to make purchases. We know when the economic times are tougher, we see a lot of times that cutback in big equipment purchases, things like that. What are you seeing and hearing in your survey on that?
This is another answer that's really followed pretty closely the index of current conditions, and we've seen both improvement in index of current conditions and the Farm Capital Investment Index since the November election. And so I think the different policy environment or perceived policy environment is having a positive impact on this. The index in February was 59, meaning that there's still fewer people that think this is a good time to make these purchases than a bad time. But that index was sitting right around 35, back in the first 9 months of the year. And so it's certainly much, much stronger in February than it was earlier in 2024.
What are the thoughts on farmland values?
The farmland values, I'm not real surprised at this because I think there is several positive factors related to land values. The index is at 118, meaning that there's more people think that land values are going to go up in the next year than decline in the next year. And when you start looking at some of the factors that impact farmland, we still expect some reduction in interest rates. That's positive. Inflation's been a little higher than what the Fed would like. That's positive. And then you also still have quite a bit of interest in purchasing farmland from outside investors or people that are not directly in production agriculture. And so I think that's helping keep farmland prices up a little bit or at least stable. Absence of those factors, given the relatively low net returns we expect this year, there would be downward pressure on farmland values.
You hit on a couple of key areas, and the latest numbers have indicated inflation coming down some and interest rates backing off a little bit. So those trends will be key to watching and will be reflective in your survey coming up soon, too.
Yeah, in the March survey, we're going to ask specifically about inflation expectations just to see what they think is going to happen to inflation. We're also going to ask our questions related to the prime interest rate. We haven't asked that for a while, and so I think this would be a good time to ask that and see what the respondents think about those things.
Yeah, it's interesting. You probably feel like you're playing a little catch-up right now because there's so much news every day on these key issues impacting how farmers are going to respond in this survey.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes in the past, things didn't change very much from one month to the next, so you sound like kind of a broken record. That's not the case in the current environment. You don't have to worry about sounding like a broken record. Things change rather dramatically from one month to the next.
It's an interesting balancing act here. You have the concerns, say, with tariffs, trade wars on one side, but you have the optimism of different policies, less regulation, that type of thing, hopefully an improved economy. So you have those two different viewpoints kind of butting heads and see where we come out on this.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things we also asked that is a little different response than we saw last fall, and we asked people specifically about the Farm Bill, and there's getting to be a little bit more angst in the fact that the Farm Bill hasn't been signed. And the way I explain that is, you know, the Farm Bill is a multi-year safety net. And if we just had the parameters related to that Farm Bill, we would probably be a little bit more comfortable with where we're at with respect to tariffs. And so I think that's related. The fact that the tariffs are imminent is making us more concerned that we don't have the parameters, specifically the reference prices, that are going to be in the next Farm Bill.
That's
those
a good
would be
point.
Very helpful.
Yeah, it's surprising it hasn't been more of a angst before now, as long as we've waited. But yeah, the tariffs kind of bring that to the forefront. So we'll see how that plays out. Michael,
yeah,
good to talk with you again. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Michael Langmeyer, Director of Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, with the latest Purdue Ag Economy Barometer numbers. You know, premium diesel is the right choice for your operation year-round. Learn more about Cinex Premium Diesel Fuels by visiting Cinex.com. Coming up next, we're going to visit with Jesse Allen. He's in our nation's capital. A lot to talk about. We'll do that next on AOA.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you. All of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
That spice is 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Maybe it was a family vacation or a school field trip. But there you were, standing in awe at a national park. We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Today, tomorrow, forever. Donate at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Tearing up asphalt, concrete, and soil is a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? Big crews and big toys. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 2.5 times more effective in preventing injector deposit buildup, delivering the power I need in the dirtiest conditions. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Thank you.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
We will hear from Jesse in just a moment. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse, who is in Washington, D.C. AOA, powered by Synex, ensure your machinery operates flawlessly, even under the most challenging conditions. Visit Synex.com for more information, and be sure to get the latest information from Synex and the latest products that will help you stay in the field and being your most productive this spring. Well, Jesse Allen, you are in our nation's capital with members of Missouri Farm Bureau. Too bad there's nothing to talk about, right? Just hardly any topics of conversation at all out there. But I know you've been talking with members of Congress and getting updates. What are you hearing?
I was going to say there are no shortage of topics to talk about, Mike, and good to be with you. And I've been the Senate, the heart office building right now, actually. There's a lot of activity. I've described it as there's a buzz and a vibe in the air here in D.C. this week. Now, whether you think it's good, bad, indifferent, there is a lot of activity going on right now. And did have a great breakfast with the Missouri senators this morning, Senator Aaron Schmidt and Senator Josh Hawley. I got to talk with both of them about a number of ag issues. They brought up the farm bill, of course, the need to get that done, updating reference prices. There was also plenty of talk about tax policy, trying to make sure things like Section 199A, bonus depreciation, and the estate tax, some of those things maybe taken care of for farmers and ranchers. And there was also some comments on some of the EPA news we've seen this week, Mike, the waters of the U.S., the rewrite that's going to happen more in line with the Sackett versus EPA decision. That was a hot topic with both senators from Missouri this morning, as well as Senator John Hoeven from North Dakota. I talked with him. He mentioned that, along with some of the updates on the farm bill that they're trying to work on. And Mike, I will say that they've all mentioned a lot of these things. There are plenty of items on the priority list for the House and Senate. Of course, they're trying to get the CR done and through here to keep the government funded past Friday. But there's been some optimism on trying to get a farm bill done maybe the second half of the year. And we've seen that word come out before, and we haven't been able to get across the finish line, but there is renewed hope that the four quarters of the Ag Committee with the new ranking members can help see this across the finish line. So a number of different topics and conversations that I've been able to have here this week. Just a lot of information. It's a lot to take in, Mike. As you know, many times you've been in D.C., it can be a whirlwind at times when you're out here for just a few days.
Yeah, you're really drinking out of a fire hose when you're out there, and there's so many things going on. And she said right now right at the top of the list is keeping the government open and funded, and we'll see if they get that done this week or not. Rewriting of the waters of the U.S., that's interesting. I mean, this thing keeps getting done and redone and redone. It'll be interesting to see where that goes this time. But it's just unbelievable that we're still this far along past due to get a farm bill done. And as you said, they're talking about maybe later this year, but that's a definite maybe, right? I mean, there's no guarantees.
Yeah, there is no guarantees. And it's something that it seems to be the sticking point again is going to be the nutrition title, as Democrats don't want to move off of cuts to SNAP. Senator Hoeven, when I talked with him yesterday, he point blank said that it's not a cut in their eyes, some of the things they're trying to move around. And it seems that beyond the nutrition title, which we know, of course, makes up some 80% of the farm bill, most of the other points in the farm bill, reference prices, crop insurance, et cetera, most of the folks agree on those in a bipartisan manner. It's going to come down to figuring out the nutrition title and finding compromise. But the Missouri delegation, other farm bureaus here this week, many ag groups in town, actually I've seen folks from corn growers and livestock groups, they're all pounding the table saying that if we don't get a farm bill done soon, that time may run out for some family farmers with how tough it is in rural America right now. I heard from a member, one of the witnesses that testified in the Senate Ag Committee earlier this week from Arkansas, who mentioned his family's farm that's been around for 100-some years, they are selling all of their equipment at auction on Friday. That's how tough it is for some families across the country. And so having folks, the big message I could say that I've heard from folks is making sure you advocate with your local organizations, your state organizations, your national organizations, send letters, send calls to your elected officials, and make sure your voice is heard, and make sure that folks know here on Capitol Hill that the farm bill getting updated is an immense priority among other priorities affecting rural America, Mike.
And real quick, Jesse, before we're out of time, with all the talk about DOGE and cutting government waste and fraud and abuse, what are you hearing around the ag part of it at USDA? Because there's been some cuts made there. Secretary Rollins making some moves there.
All I can say is from what I've heard on that is it seems like the USDA and Secretary Rollins, that the message I keep getting is that everything is under review. They're reviewing these things. I've talked to a few producers from Missouri here this week, and they say they haven't been directly impacted by any cuts to conservation contracts, et cetera. But I know that that has been a problem for many folks across rural America. So it's something I'm trying to get some more answers on while I'm out here this week. But as it stands right now, most of it seems to be, the term is, everything is under review. That's what I'm getting.
A developing situation, as we could call it. All right, Jesse, have a great time there in Washington. Gather up as much information as you can. We'll look forward to having you back on the show next week.
Well, Mike, I appreciate you sitting in for me. Always enjoy getting to hear you come back and do the show. Thank you again, and enjoy the rest of the week, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Safe travels. Thank you. Well, as a farmer, unpredictability is inevitable. Protect your equipment with Cenex Premium Diesel to keep you in the field. Be sure to visit Cenex.com. So Jesse's going to be in Washington, D.C. the rest of today and into tomorrow, then traveling back. So he'll be back with you on Monday. We'll have a lot of ground to cover coming up on tomorrow's show, including a look at 20 years of market work by the U.S. Soybean Export Council. We'll take a look at what they have done and what they're working on for the future as well. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
When you're in the military, you reach a point in your career where you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to...
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/140.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franz. And the trade war growing along with concerns. Prices could soar for businesses and consumers on goods flowing in and out of the U.S. ABC's Selena Wang at the White House, where President Trump is defending.